is marvelous in our eyes.
That's the silky smooth sound. That's a real radio voice right there, Zarekio. That is our brother Chris. And I mean, that is just, you know, doesn't that give you the smooth FM evening jive? Does it just make you feel, you know, Raquel, his voice is almost as good as mine, right? Why do I hear silence?
No. I agree with you, all right? Yes, it's almost like yours, Uncle Noel. It's almost like yours. I get so tired of this. It's almost like yours, Uncle Noel. Well, let's welcome. Let us welcome our listeners to the Arrows Night Watch Show. Yes, that's one of my favorite uncles right there. That we're at it every morning and every evening. So bear with us. Yes, we want to welcome you to the greatest program on earth. Yes, the Arrows Night Watch Show. Absolutely amazing. All right. So this evening, we are going to be talking to a very special guest, or her first time, I believe, here being interviewed.
No, being in the hot seat. No,
it's her first time being in the hot seat. Yes.
Listen, she has been here so much that she has her own name on the chair. So but you're correct, Raquel. She's now in the focus center. And if you're in the Zoom, she is looking radiant and she's ready. So you are correct, Raquel. I caught you prematurely. You are exactly right. It's the first time in the hot seat. Please continue your introduction of our guest.
Thank you. And I know she has been a great supporter because she has been on for a number of times. But as we said, she is really in the hot seat tonight, and I'm excited to speak with her. She's a podcaster. She's a YouTuber. She is an amazing woman of God. She is the life group leader for Salty and Bright, and she's a host for her YouTube channel and a Buzzsprout podcast that shares the same name. She's also a mother, a wonderful wife, a Jamaican Christian woman living in the U.S. And purpose is all over her. One of her purposes, she says, her God-given purpose is to foster and empower and educate Christians who have felt abandoned or rejected. And she does this by using her gifts of healing, prophecy, word of wisdom, coaching, mentorship. She is just an amazing human being, and I wonder how it is that she has so much time to do so many things. Ladies and gentlemen, we want to welcome Sister Carrie Ann Jones this evening. Welcome. How you doing?
Thank you. I am well. God is faithful. He is so wonderful.
Amen. I'm giving you 30 seconds, your first 30 seconds to just welcome those who are here in studio and those who are listening in. You have 30 seconds to just do your thing in welcoming
everyone. All right. Thank you so very much for joining us. I have my group of ladies in studio with me. They are my support. They are my sisters. I have Safia Dorrit. I have I do have my beautiful ladies in studio with me. And
I know what caused it. I distracted you.
Yes, I was.
You see that there, brother? You see, Raquel? I'm going to just turn off my video so that Carrie and Princess can focus on her crew, because her crew is here. You know, go ahead. No, I know this, Carrie, because you're in family, and it's great to have you here. And Raquel, listen. The bio you are reading, we could keep on going on and on and on. But I must tell you, I didn't know this, Gary. You are also a model. I didn't know that. Well,
No, she said a mother.
I heard
Mother.
mother. Okay, but because
Mother.
I thought you were competing with Raquel, because Raquel does everything.
Oh.
Raquel is
Oh, man.
Raquel is everything. I mean, she is. I mean, I will be playing a song shortly where from our brother Mark Johnson, when he released a video, myself and Auntie G are looking. I was like, hold on a second. I know Raquel that. Raquel bumping and dancing down the Black Beauty. So we have our own Black Beauty. But welcome again, Gary, and it's good to have you in the Arrow studio. Raquel, do you remember that we actually touch a little bit of some of the things she has done, including one of the books? One, is it more than one? How many books have you written, Gary?
I'm actually in the process of writing my first book.
I thought you had completed it. Okay.
I have a devotional, or it's a prayer journal online, but because it's a prayer journal, it's other people writing their own words in the book. So I don't really count that as one of my books, but I do have a book underway that I believe will definitely help others.
And that's what we're going to talk to you about. So, I mean, Raquel, you this I know a little bit about it, because I think we had gotten a preview. But Raquel, and this is something that is amazing. Gary is somebody who shares from her own journey. We love transparent people on ours. The guests that speak legalese or theologicalese, bless them for that. But we love people share from their heart. And Raquel, we are just honored to have her with her. But I had cut into you. So our own Black Beauty, you want to start off with the first question? Or are you too busy dancing on the Palisades Road with Mark to defer to your hostess duties?
Oh boy, no, I'm right here and I'm ready to speak to Lady Carrie. And so listen, I mean, in your bio you pretty much shared with us the areas that you serve. You serve people. You serve people to empower people, to educate people. And it's an awesome purpose. And usually when we hear about persons who minister to persons who feel abandoned and rejected and things like that, they personally have a story. There is a reason why a person would tend to go that way or to lean to that kind of ministry. And so, is there a story behind who you are and your purpose and why you serve the way you serve? Is there a story that you would like to share with us as we listen in to who is Carrie Ann?
Yes, there is a story. It just depends on how deep you want me to go. I try to be as transparent as can be. I grew up in a single parent home and I was the middle girl. So I had a brother older, a brother younger, and then I was the only girl. And I would be at my grandparents' house. And so they helped take care of me and I was with cousins. So I was the only girl amongst all these boys, but I was also raised in a single parent home. So one of the things that hit home early for me was I was never daddy's little girl. And that was something that I yearned for. It was something that it was significant for me. And I grew up in church. I remember being in church at 5 years old, being on stage from 5 years old. I was always very involved in church. And what's interesting in my journey into Christianity is even though I grew up in church, we didn't go to church as a family. I went to church, my brothers and cousins went to, so they kind of sent us to church. They weren't at my mom or my grandparents didn't go to church with us. They sent us to church.
That is such a common thing in Jamaica. We're sending our children to church.
So we were there, so we went to church, but then I developed my relationship with Christ early, going to church camp and learning about Jesus and, you know, the role of our Heavenly Father. And even throughout my teen years, even though I didn't have a physical dad there, there was an understanding that I knew that our Heavenly Father was my Father. I knew He was looking out for me. I knew He was taking care of me. There was that level of faith that I just knew He had me. And it's hard to have that with, you know, not having that physical representation. But for me, I knew He was there for me. And so there were many out of that situation, not being daddy's little girl, not having certain understanding of what that relationship should like or what that role would be. I found myself that later on in life that, you know, the whole rejection, abandonment followed me around because I ended up in relationships where I would be rejected or would be abandoned or felt that way. And it kind of kept a cycle. There was a cycle there. So I am able to identify with those who have felt abandoned or rejected.
Amen. Amen. Talk to us about being healed from feeling that way, that feeling of rejection and abandonment. Talk to us about your healing journey.
So I remember at one point, I think it was in my late teens, went to church and they prayed against the spirit of rejection. And I believe that day I was delivered from the spirit of rejection. And so things started to happen for me. I felt great. But when it comes to heartache, when it comes to hurt, how you know you're truly healed? You have a scar, right? And you can touch that scar, you can rub on that scar, and it doesn't hurt because it's healed. I found myself later in life having it still hurt. And I would pray and I would ask God, God, this, we took care of this. Why does it still hurt? And it's because there are still things that God wanted to show me that I needed to release, to relinquish to Him in order for me to fully surrender my everything, that He truly is my Heavenly Father and that He truly has me. There's some things that you know and some things that over time you take advantage of it because you think you know it, but things pop up and then you realize, oh, well, maybe I don't truly really know it the way I thought I did. And sometimes God does that to show you a different dimension of His love for, well, He did that for me. So His healing for me, it happened in waves. So there was one where deliverance from the spirit of rejection, and then something would happen and I would be hurt again and I would run to Him and He would let me know I have you. It was like, you know, it's very, very interesting, the heart, how you really think you're over something and then you find out hurt comes back again or something happens and you find yourself in that same place. God, we dealt with this. I thought I was over this. Why does this still hurt? Why does it hurt so much? I want it to stop hurting. You know, please help me. And so in terms of my healing and my walk with Christ, it is the same way you get up every day and you decide to be obedient to God, or you decide to walk in His ways and you decide to pray and you decide to read your Bible. It's the same way I have to decide to give my heart to Him so He can carry it for me, so that I don't carry it and get it hurt. He has it. And when He has it, then I know it's secure. I can trust Him with my whole heart.
You know, one of the things that I find absolutely amazing, and this is not a word of knowledge, this is not a prophetic revelation, I have always found, Carrie-Anne, that persons who, for us, those who are living outside, not knowing your story, will look on you and we see the dead opposite of what you're describing. We don't see that. You know, it's the same with Raquel, it's the same with almost so many sisters. And when I say this, this is not a sensual statement. We're not just talking about the physical, not to say that you ladies don't look beautiful. But it's more than that. We see self-confidence, we see blessing, we see all this gifting. But as you said, there are times when in your own privacy or your own heart, there was still pain. Is this something you have found as you minister to other ladies? Is very common that women tend not to see themselves the way others see them?
Yes. Not only that, is we may not see ourselves the way that God sees us. And that is a part of healing, is knowing how God sees you. See yourself through his eyes, and it brings a whole other dimension to healing. So there are many, I know of many ladies, many people who have suffered hurt. And when you sit and you talk to them, it's not that it's all in their head. They're seriously, truly hurting. But that's a part of being in the body of faith and knowing what God says about the situation or what God says about you. Once you can hold on to his words and what he says about you, he says that, you know, in Psalm 139, I'm fearfully and wonderfully made. If you hold on to that, I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Even though I may look in the mirror and I may not like what I see, I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Believing in that, knowing that there, that is how God sees us, it takes it to a whole other level. There was a different, or should I say, an even more recent revelation for me in how God views me. And that has skyrocketed my charge for my purpose, because I look back over, let's say, the past year, and I have been talking about the healing the broken heart, and I have been talking about all of that and not realizing that I was already aligned. But then when I got the revelation of how God sees me, it is like the light switch went off, and I'm like, oh my gosh, I'm on the right path. This is what I am supposed to be doing. So it's not just I'm just doing this because it's good to tell people about Jesus. No, it's like you're laser focused on the exact message that you have for people who are hurting. And so that, I mean, I could share that with you if you'd like.
We're going to take a break because we are just excited to have so much. And we are just looking for you to share that journey with us, because as you said, there are so many, and not only ladies, but specifically, I know that you do minister and to ladies, to young women, to even the mature mothers, because you're encouraging them to get over those things. So we want to hear the whole story. And just so that you know, in case you thought I was making this up, well, you said it before that sometimes we don't recognize the beauty we have. Here's our own Mark Johnson. He released this 2 years ago. And yes, Raquel, you weren't on Palisades, but we will see where you are. Those who are wandering on the Ara stream, say, I can't see, I can't see, I can't see. Be healed in Jesus' name. You will see by faith. Here's Mark Johnson's Black Beauty, a celebration of who you are in Christ, how God made you, here on Arrows.
Yo, you got no mark on the QM. Knock him on your waist, but I'm done. It's more than the color of your skin. It's everything. No joke.
You are Black Beauty. You're the real deal cutie. What's a way look good in your skin? Father God give you enough melanin. You are Black Beauty, really and truly. What a way look good in your skin. Black woman, me I tell you, say you win. I never feel inferior, you is an African. Nah. Nobody no superior, so listen me, oh man. Yeah. I feel of your color from the head down to the ground. Shades of traffic, caramel and cocoa butter trunk. Me say what a pretty melanin. And your quality so genuine. Sweet melody, no bother you. Change your tone, me, I beg you, don't follow now. You are Black Beauty. You're the real deal cutie. What a way look good in your skin. Father God give you enough melanin. You are Black Beauty. Really and truly. What a way look good in your skin. Black woman, me, I tell you, say you win.
Up, down, down, down. Make you tell me you're my soul.
That's why me have to sing. Comfortable in your own skin, smoother than a gelatin. African princesses, you got everything. Are you me give me ratings? I'm waiting. You are Black Beauty. Yeah, the real deal cutie. What a way you look good in your skin. Father God give you enough melanin. You are Black Beauty. Really and truly. What a way you look good in your skin. Black woman, me I tell you, say you win. Never feel inferior, you is an African. Nah. Nobody not superior, so listen me, woman. Yeah. I feel of your color from the head down to the ground. Shades of traffic, caramel and cocoa butter trunk. Me say what a pretty melanin. And your quality so genuine. Sweet melody, no bother you. Change your tone, me I beg you don't follow now. You are Black Beauty. Yeah, the real deal cutie. What a way you look good in your skin. Father God give you enough melanin. You are Black Beauty. Really and truly. What a way you look good in your skin. Black woman, me I tell you, say you win.
As a celebration of who God made you, and that's secure and smiling because there was, okay, the hostess with it. You finished blushing, Raquel? Like, should I start to sing Mark's song? What do you think? No?
No, well, you just always know how to throw water. You just never miss the fire to throw the water on it, you see? Yes, that was an absolute, that was a beautiful video, and I enjoyed working with Mark Johnson. Big up yourself, Mark Johnson. You're a wonderful, wonderful man of God. Love you. Yes. So we want to welcome our listeners back to the Arrows Night Watch Show, and we're talking to Lady Carrie Ann, and we're talking about her journey. We're talking about her story behind who she is, her purposes being fulfilled here on earth, and it's because of her life and what God has done for her, through her, why she's able to do what she does. And you just continue. You are sharing with us, Lady Carrie Ann.
Thank you. So before the break, I was going into the more recent revelation in terms of what brought even more healing. I have my sisters in the studio with me, and we did an exercise around God's name for us, or our heavenly name, or spiritual names. It's a biblical principle in the Bible. You know, God changed names of people, and as they fulfill their purpose here on the earth. And I asked God, I was like, "What is my name?" Because I heard about the principles about months before, but nothing came. And so one day I said, God, what is my name? And I heard princess. And I was like, yeah, that kind of sound regular, you know, daughter of the king, the most high. Yeah, but is it really my name, right? And I heard it again, princess. I was like, all right, Holy Spirit, I think you're serious now. What is a princess? And, you know, princess is royalty. A princess is the daughter of the king, the princess, you know, dynasty, like all these wonderful, fabulous words. I'm like, all right, that's nice. But, you know, a lot of people, you know, they're princess something, not just princess, you know. Princess what, God? What am I princess of? And I remember the morning I heard the word, and I saw it while I heard it. I heard anatha. I'm like, I've never heard that word before. What is anatha? What does that even mean? And so I looked it up, and it's actually an Indian word for orphan. And I said, Lord, how you gonna tell me that I'm the princess of the orphans? That's an oxymoron. That doesn't make any sense to me. What are you saying to me, Lord? And he said, how do I view orphans? And everywhere, all throughout the Bible, God has a special place. He commands people to take care of the widows and the orphans. There is a level of protection that orphans have from God. He has like this special place for them. And as the more I looked at the word orphan in that light, how God protects the orphans, how he gives the mandate to take care of them, I saw it in a different way. I didn't see it as negative. I saw it more along the lines of, okay, I am here to protect you. I am here to make sure that you're fed, make sure that you are loved. And then I further learned that in the Hebrew culture, a parent can disown a child, but once a child is adopted, and you know, orphans want to become, once they're adopted, so then now I'm a princess. So there's that adoption. Once they are adopted, they cannot be disowned. So once an orphan is adopted, it seals the deal. So I was like, oh my gosh. First, I saw the word when I thought orphan was a negative thing. It was actually God letting me know that through Christ, I'm a joint heir. And so now I'm a child of the king, which makes me a princess. But not only that, but this cannot be revoked and God won't throw me away. I am his, period. And that, that brought a seal to the heart issues. I'm like, all right. No, I understand. I understand why I grew up the way I did. I understand why. I mean, there are many people who grew up in single parent homes. I'm not the only one. Or for whatever reason or another, they felt like they weren't protected, or they felt like they were abandoned, or something happened and they felt like they were disappointed by something that happened to them by their parents or because their parents weren't around. And that gave me that laser focus. Okay, God, I went through this struggle. I went through this so that I can identify and tell people about you, tell people about your love, and bring them into the family so that they can also be joint heirs and be princes and princesses with me.
You know, I'm loving it. I'm loving it. Princess Anatha. Wow. Now, how do you manage to, because you had a personal revelation. You had God pretty much taking you aside and telling you, this is what it is. Yes. You are who you are. Do you find it difficult translating or talking to someone who has not a success story like that you've just said? They've not had a personal revelation like you just said, but they are broken, they're rejected, they're abandoned, and here you are giving hope, giving hope to this person. Do you find it difficult, since you had a personal revelation, to bring this joy and this hope to the persons that you will speak to? And how do you manage to successfully bring them to that place for them to accept that, yes, I'm an orphan, but I'm a princess of the Lord and things like that?
Well, it's all about the word of God. What does God say? Right. So it's not difficult telling people what the word says, how God sees them. So it's just a matter of showing them, whoever I'm talking to, whoever I'm in, whatever my lesson is, it's to provide the groundwork that God loves us so much that while we were still in sin, while we were still sinning, he sent Jesus to die on the cross for our sins. And he did that so that we can have a relationship with him. Not only that, once we acknowledge that, yes, Jesus is the Son of God, Jesus died for our sins and we repent of our sins, now we have that opportunity through Jesus to reap the benefits of being a child of God. And so it's highlighting scripture. It's showing them. And, you know, to be an expert on something, you just have to be further down the road than the next person. So if we're both reading a book and I'm a chapter ahead of you, I'm an expert for you because I'm one chapter ahead of you. So I don't have to be at the end calling people in. I just need to be a few steps ahead guiding.
Absolutely, absolutely amazing. For a woman who has gone through her own life in that kind of way and still be able to smile now because of the encounter that Jesus Christ gave to you. You are able now to, you know, as I'm seeing in the chat here, cross over, Lady Safia. Yes, so you have crossed over. You are ahead, one chapter or one page ahead of the other reader, and you are able to. And it's all because of Jesus Christ. It's all because of what you have gone through in life. So you don't despise anyone's journey, because God indeed, I believe, has a plan. What next? What next for Lady Carrie-Anne? What do you see yourself doing?
Well, I do believe there will be travel, there will be books, there will be conferences, there will, I mean, look out. I will be out there. I'm no longer hidden. I will be out there. But God is just so awesome, faithful. He's the one that is the star of my story. He is the one that is charting the way, because my message is the message that the kingdom is at hand and Jesus loves us. So that is the message. And I'm very excited about how God is going to open several doors to heal people's hearts. A lot of people look at God and they see him as this really angry person that's just, you know, giving not necessarily correction, but destruction and, you know, punishment. And God does correct his children, but his heart is of love for us. And so the more people wake up that God isn't trying to get you, he's trying to protect you, then the more people's hearts will open to the fact that he truly, genuinely loves us. He created us. So in order for us to know why we're here, we have to consult the creator. We have to talk to him. Why am I here, God? But not just why am I here, understanding the deep love that he has for us.
Very powerful. And you know, there's so many gems, there are so many treasures that you just shared a while ago with us. It is just powerful, powerful stuff. We're getting some responses. We're going to take another break, and when we come back, I want to bring in some of our studio. They're not guests, they're your family, they're our family, but there are some excited comments, and so many people are just bowed over and just blown away. And I will tell you that we are excited to release and to let people know that you are no longer, you know, one of the slogans of Arrows Internet Radio is, we say treasures new and old, some you know, some you don't. Well, I'm here to tell you I'm the old treasure. But guess what? Carrie-Anne, Princess of the Orphans, you are a new treasure. Welcome to the body of Christ. And we have 55 persons, 6 different countries. Welcome aboard, and you're going to be discovered. And we are excited to be a part to let people know your message will touch people's lives. We're going to take a break. And when we come back, I want to ask you, Carrie-Anne, to talk about to those people who you are a couple chapters ahead. You're not just one chapter ahead. You're 3 or 4 chapters of it, because you have gone through hurt. You have gone through many steps of deliverance and forgiveness, but yet there were more steps to go. But can you, when we come back, just as you share in your podcast and just as you're writing in your book, can you help the person who just recently escaped? Or sometimes they're still in the bondage of a hurt. Can you share with them and give us what the Lord would say to them? You're on Arrows Night Watch. We are going to take a quick break. And when we come back, there's more. We'd love to hear more from her. She is, as we just heard a while ago, the Princess of the Lord for Orphans. The Princess. What a great, great message, great title. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back on Arrows Night Watch. Call somebody. Here's Sam Amadeus. He says the same thing. From a different perspective, we're royalty.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Oh, Holy Father.
You
I am royalty, yo. My father is the king, so I am royalty. I'm way up with him, way up with him, way up with him, yeah. You could tell them, say, I bet you didn't know I was a bastard. To tell you the truth, I was born in shame. If you call my name, I couldn't answer. Chuck me off on a shelf, cause I encounter the king of glory. And him say, Sammy, me watch you for myself. So him clean me up, turn me round, lift me head, fix me crown, love me right, praise him on. Me not last, no one found. Show me off, call me son, change my name, bless me song. Now the blessing can't turn down. So me off the most. My daddy is a king, so I am a royal. Truth, I've got quite a few. Cause one man alone I know can solve them. And there is really nothing that he can do. If we talk about sin, I was the chiefest. And people put me off on the shelf. But I encountered a love that's the realest. And him says, Sammy, me watch you for myself. See him clean me up, turn me round, lift my head, fix me crown, love me right, praise the bomb. Me not last, now I'm found. Show me off, call my son, change my name, bless my song. Now the blessing can't turn down. My daddy is the king, so I am royalty. You better believe it. My father is a king, so that means I am royalty. Oh, yeah. My daddy is a king, so I am a royalty. And guess what? I'm way up with him. Way up. I'm seated way up with him. Yeah.
Let me tell you about royalty. Sam, great song, Royalty, and we've been talking about royalty with our special guest, and it has just been power-packed. If you missed it, you have missed a lot. The good news is there's more to come. Call somebody. We have 68 persons from 5 different countries listening in, and we are so excited. Just in case you don't know where you are, we want you to know. Welcome to Arrows
Internet Radio. A wave of good fresh air. Listen to a unique blend of music, drama, messages, both old and new. Some you may know and some you may not. Enjoy rich, commercial-free programming 24/7. And remember, this is the Lord's doing, and it is marvelous in our eyes.
You see that, Raquel? You know, that Chris might have a shot as a voice performer. What do you think, Raquel? I think if we're grooming, why do you always have to do this
like every night, Uncle? Like every night, man. That's Chris. I know, man. I love this. Welcome back to the Arrows Night Watch Show. And we're talking to Lady Carrie Ann, who has just told us about the personal revelation she and God had. And she says there is so much more to what she has started. And she is definitely going to be.
Definitely. And, you know, Raquel, what an amazing story. I mean, it is so powerful what she said. So, you know, I'm going to ask, sorry to step in, but I just wanted to just rephrase it so that Carrie Ann can address this. You said, and it was a beautiful example, that you are an expert because you are a couple chapters ahead. But I ask the question, what about somebody who is either just coming out of the position of hurt, or is still in a position where they're in hurt or in bondage? What would you say to minister to that person based on you being further along in your story in God?
So the first thing, it is very important that we acknowledge the hurt. Whether if you're the listening person, whether you think it's valid, not valid, it's valid for that person. That person is in true hurt, true anguish, and for them, it is very real. So to acknowledge that they are in hurt is the first thing. We can't brush it off and like, why are you behaving like that? I don't see why it's bothering you still. Look how many years passed. You know, you you know, people get stuck. And so we have to acknowledge where the person is. And I always bring it back to, what does God's word say? Now, his word says that he's close to the brokenhearted and he saves those who are crushed in spirit. And if the person is Christian, then, you know, I can share those words and they, you know, they're in a place where they can, all right, I'll listen to this for a little bit. It still hurts. You know, and if they're not Christian, I still encourage them that, hey, I'm sorry that you're going through this. Let's work through it, right? But at the end of the day, to know that God is close. Not only, there was one point in my life where it really felt like turmoil everywhere. And I experienced such a peace from God. It was like I was just sitting on his lap and watching the world go by. It was such amazing peace. And that rings true that the scripture says that he's close to the brokenhearted. So he was so close to me that I felt like I was sitting in his lap. That's how close. Because as a father, you don't want your children to hurt. And if they hurt, you want to soothe them. You want to comfort them. I even remember another experience where I was so hurt and I was crying to the point. I was so upset I could not sleep. And sleep is precious to me and God gives me sweet sleep. So if I cannot sleep, it's a problem. And I'm crying, God, this hurts. This hurts. Make it stop. It hurts. And the Holy Spirit covered me like a warm blanket. I felt the warmth from my feet all the way up to my shoulders and I fell asleep. That is the God that we serve. He hears our cries. He hears our longing. He knows our hearts and he knows what we need even before we even utter. But he still wants us to come to him. So somebody who is in the hurt right now, trust and believe that God is close. He is so close. We are sometimes distracted by our hurt that we don't even realize that he is right there. And all we have to do is cry out, Jesus, or help me. And he is right there. And to comfort us, to let us know he loves us. That's the kind of God we serve. And I have many other experiences like this, but that is because of the relationship that I have with God over time, over the years. Like I said, I grew up in church, but not only that, I knew he was my daddy. So now he's revealing himself to me as such. So I get to climb up in his lap. I get to get the hugs. I get the, you know, let's go. Good job. I get all of that from him. But to the person that is hurting, trust that God hears you. Trust that he has you. Trust that God can use this brokenness to create something for his purpose. And sometimes it's hard for us when we're in it to see that. When Joseph was in it, being sold into slavery, when he was in it, it wasn't easy. He forgot about his dream. He forgot that his brethren would be bowing down to him. He forgot all about that because he was in his hurt. He was so in his hurt that it came back up when he saw them again. He dismissed them. He put them out of his mind altogether because hurt will cause you to try to suppress it, try to forget. But God wanted to clean everything. He wanted to bring it back up so he could wash it out. All the bitterness, all the resentment had to go. And so when he saw his brothers again, it brought everything back, everything that he thought he had put away. So God has a way of using our experiences to bring somebody else into the knowledge of God.
Wow. If this is the way you speak to those who you minister to, I would sit and listen to you all day, sister. I'm I'm not kidding. There is just something that is so soothing with how you speak, how you deliver, how you present, and I like it. And you know, salty and bright. I want to talk to you a little bit about that, and I also want to pull in those here in the studio to find out if this is the real Kieran, or is because of the Arrow's Night Watch show. Why? Yes. So I'm gonna be pulling those in the studio in a little bit. But talk to me a little bit now about the Salty and Bright podcast that you are currently doing. What time of the day of the week that you do this podcast? And what
and also ask her when is she going to schedule it on the real radio station? Right here. Oh, not yet. Too early? Okay, all right. Okay. Oh, sorry, Raquel.
I'm going to mute you. I'm going to mute you for a long time, Uncle. All right.
Hello, guys.
Go right.
So Salty and Bright came up basically from Matthew chapter 5, that, you know, we're the salt of the earth and we're the light of the world. We're to let our light so shine before men that they will see our good works and glorify our Father who is in heaven. So that, to me, it is important that we become salt, that we preserve, we season, we, you know, bring the word in a way that is easy and palatable and in that manner, but also that we're the light, that we're shining the way to Christ. And he is the light. He sets the example for us, and we're to let our light shine. So it's really more, I have my YouTube content that I then post on Wednesdays on my podcast. So it's not a live podcast, even though in the future it could very well be a live podcast. But I basically record the content and then upload it, and then it's shared that way.
I'm sorry, I was too busy writing up the contract right here. So anyway, it is absolutely, I mean, and I'm certain, I want you, Kieran, to tell people, on a serious note, tell people how they can find the podcast. Yes. And the YouTube channel, so that they can get in. And I'm certain that you have a lot of your previous podcasts and previous messages there, so they can go into the archives and get a lot of your stories. So please go ahead and share what the information is for somebody who wants to tune into the salt. I love that name. That is just great. So I love it. It's so original, but it goes with the Princess of Orphans. So I can just see it, and I can hardly wait for the book. But tell us about how somebody can tune in and see your YouTube channel as well as hear your podcast.
So it's, when you go to YouTube, it's, you type in Salty and Bright and you'll find it. It's the only Salty and Bright out there. So you'll find that there. And for the podcast, I post it on Buzzsprout, which feeds out to a lot of the major podcast apps. So you can find me on Apple, you can find me on Spotify, you can find me, but it's still just Salty and Bright. If you type that in, you'll find it there.
Absolutely amazing. So what we want to do is this. Raquel is going to ask some of your friends in the studio. These are some of your sisters. They have stood with you and know that you're a tight family. They come on to be there for you and to promote you and to let you know what a blessing you are. So we're going to take a short break, and then Raquel, I'm going to ask you to introduce some of these who are our guests. Some of them are not really guests, but we're going to pretend we've never seen them before. And they're here to see what a blessed Carrie and Princess is to us. And so we're going to take a very short break. And when we come back, we want to get some of the comments. I can see Lady Sophia already there. She's been writing and sending. And we have River, and we have Dorit, and Caroline, and all the families there. Everybody ready to support you. So let's take a short break. And when we come back, we are going to come right back with more of this amazing woman of God. You're on Arrows. Here is Tasha. She says, look what you've done.
Look what you've done. How could you fall so far? You should be ashamed of yourself. So I was ashamed of myself. The lies I believed, they got some roots that run deep. I let them take a hold of my life. I let them take control of my life. Standing in your presence, Lord, I can feel you digging all the roots up. I feel you healing all my wounds up. All I can say is hallelujah. Look what you've done. Look what you've done in me. You spoke your truth into the lies I let my heart believe. Look at me now. Look how you made me new. The enemy did everything that he could do. Oh, but look what you've done. Suddenly all shame is gone. I thought I was too broken. Now I see you were breaking new ground inside of me. Standing in your presence, Lord, I can feel you digging all my roots up. I feel you healing all my wounds up. All I can say is hallelujah. Look what you've done. Look what you've done in me. You spoke your truth.
Absolutely amazing song. That's by Tasha Layton. Look what you've done. You're on Arrows. We're going to go right back because we want to hear more of this absolutely amazing testimony from our guests and to get a response from some of our her guests who are already in our studio. So Raquel, I can see some gorgeous ladies who are supporting her. You want to see if any of them want to share anything?
Absolutely, yes. Welcome back to the Arrows Night Watch Show. And we're talking to Lady Carrie Ann, who has a whole host of beautiful friends in the studio. And we want you to introduce them for us, Lady Carrie Ann. And I want each of them to tell me their association with you. And who do you have Lady Carrie Ann as in your own life? All right, so go right ahead, Lady Carrie Ann.
Okay, so we can start with Safia, then we'll go to Tarianne, then Carlene and Dorette, if any other ladies want to talk.
Okay, Safia, you want to go off first? Or if not, Dorette or Carlene, any one of you ladies, feel free to unmute your mic and jump in.
Tarianne can go. Yeah, Tarianne, if you can hear me.
I'm not sure exactly. Maybe we're having some audio issues. Any of you ladies, if you are able to unmute, please jump in. Don't be afraid to cut in on me. Or Carlene or Dorette or Tarianne, anyone. If you are free to jump in, ladies, maybe there's an issue with their audio muting, Raquel. So we'll, if any of you ladies can, jump in and we will acknowledge you. But going back to you, Carrie, as we're waiting to see who is able to share, let me ask a question.
Good night.
Oh, there we are. There's Dorette. Please go right ahead.
Hi, good night, everybody. Good to be here tonight. In support of my sister, Carrie Ann, Princess Anata. Wow, such a blessing. Very inspiring. You should really go and check out our podcast. And definitely go to YouTube. Without a doubt, she has really just inspired a lot of us. You know, she's very stick to itiveness, according to the Jamaican language, not a word. She really just put it out every week, and she really just showing that salt and that brightness that the Lord is just filling her up with. And we are thankful to be a part of her Wednesday and Monday, because without a doubt, she has also just been a blessing to each and every one of us as we grow in Christ and learn how to cope and how to trust and depend on each other. As we look forward for the bright and beautiful time that the Lord has just prepared for us before we were even born. So we are thankful, and we know that the world is going to just be impacted by this great woman of God. Without a doubt, she's going to bring it, and she's going to deliver it. In Jesus' name, amen.
Thank you. Thank you, Dart. That was very
wow.
Funny.
Wow. Wow. All right. Dart, kick things off. Let's hear from the others.
Amen. 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 Wow, Dart, that was beautifully said. What more can I say? Well, my association with Kerian is through our mentorship programs, No Longer Hidden, and Purpose to Profit with Dr. Tricia and Morris. And she, as Dart said, is just like a light that shines so brightly. Her smile, she comes with her A-game, with her humble spirit, and her willingness to serve and to just intercede. So I'm Terry. My spiritual name is Riva. And we all discovered our spiritual names together in these mentorship programs. And it has been a blessing to share space with Carrie Ann. She is really a light in this world. You know, salt. She's needed. You know, her ministry is needed, because I know that there are many hurting people in the world who feel so dejected, rejected, and hopeless. And here she is, lighting up the world of darkness, bringing hope to the hopeless, just as Jesus did in his ministry on earth. So I just want to big her up. Yes, guys, go out there and go and subscribe to her YouTube channel. And her podcasts are so inspiring and word-based. I would, you know, inspire and encourage everybody to go out and support her work, because it's definitely from the Lord. Amen.
Good evening.
Wow. Good evening. Go right ahead.
This is Carlene. I have known Kerian for the past about 6 or so months since May. I've interacted with her, and her salty and bright, it's like a reflection of her personality. She is just bright, and she is just so influential. And sometimes you want to hear something smooth, soothing, and something that inspires, and something that really touches, not just a little part of you, but goes way deep down. And when you listen to Kerian, something goes way deep down, and that causes you to reflect, that causes you to want to hear more about God, more about his goodness, more about his love. And she does what she do with such passion, with such grace, with such humility, which makes her set apart from so many others. Anybody can come up with a podcast, but for Kerian, it is just very impactful. And believe me, it doesn't matter what age group you belong to. When you listen to her, you will learn something. It doesn't matter what background you are from, you will understand what she's saying. That's how you may say simple, yet complex or comprehensive when she delivers. And it's not just deliver something, but deliver the word. Deliver the word so that you can understand, so that you can be transformed. And I believe that we should subscribe. I'm encouraging everybody to subscribe to her podcast. Subscribe. Tell your families to subscribe, your neighbor, everybody who you know, ask them to subscribe, because guess what? Once you listen to her, there's no turning back. And of course, you're definitely, definitely going to be transformed. Your life is going to be changed and you're going to be asking for more. Big up yourself, Carrie-Anne.
Thank you so very much. If I smile any bigger, I think my lips will meet the back of my head. You guys are so kind. Thank you so very much. Thank you.
Mustafa Finish Bloom says here in the chat, my association with Princess Anatha is from no longer hidden and purpose to profit under Dr. Trisha. Her presence alone is healing. No one can stay around her and remain in a place of the blues. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Yes, Uncle Noel. You know, when you have, one of the things I appreciate with people like these, women like these, is that you don't wait until the person goes home to be with the Lord before you tell them what they mean to you. And so tonight it's really powerful as you all share of how much Lady Carrie-Anne, Princess Anatha, means to you, what she brings, the purposes, her God-given purposes that she has been sharing with all of us. It is very impactful, and I'm loving tonight. One of the things that Lady Carrie-Anne had mentioned is that you use different ways in touching the lives of people to let them know who they are in God. And one of them is the gifts of healing and prophecies and so on. I would love to go into the gifts of healing, but because we are coming up to our prayer vigil, I'm going to ask that you pray for those who are listening and who might be experiencing some level of discomfort because of the spirit of infirmity or you know, whatever they are going through emotionally, that you will pray for them. We are going into prayer vigil not long from now, but are there any closing comments before we go over, we transition into our prayer vigil? And also I want to give Uncle Noel the opportunity to speak a little bit to you. So let me go with Uncle Noel first. Is there anything that you'd like to share with
the ultimate sign of our great guests? And when we say it often, we do not, let us be very honest, we appreciate everyone who comes on Arrow's Nightwatch, but not everyone we say this, and it's not because we don't appreciate them. But when you have a gifting like our own Princess Anatha, listen, we want to hear more. We want to hear more. We want, because the story, we just touched the tip of the iceberg, and it's great. And it opens a desire for us. So we are so blessed that you're here. We're looking forward to your book. And even though we tease a lot, the invitation is there as a genuine invitation that the Arrows Internet Radio Network would love to help you, that your message reaches those, not only ladies, but everyone who needs to understand the love of God the Father in their heart. And that's why it was such a pleasure to have you. And again, we just extend to you a great message. People think it's a joke. We're like cats. You feed us, give us milk. Tomorrow morning, we're scratching on the door. And your husband will be like, is that Brother Noel and Raquel again? Yes, you know, they want me on. But it's such a blessing. So we wanted to thank you for sharing. And again, we just want to remind people, we want them to know this because we 100% support the work that is being done here. We have almost 90 persons who have been listening in. We have Turks and Caicos and others. Salty and Bright, all one word, on YouTube. Salty and Bright podcast platforms. Look for it, join in, listen to this. And we are so excited. So back over to you, Minister Carrie-Anne, Well, yes. In your last comments as such, before we ask you to pray,
yes,
and we are looking forward to hearing that anointing you have to pray for the sick. We believe in the power of God to heal. So your comments, as we are so blessed that. Thank you for coming.
So it's so amazing. The Holy Spirit, he reminded me of this. When I told you, I grew up in church, and my brother, he was maybe 5, 6 when we had a recitation, and he was supposed to say this little poem, and he was so nervous that he actually didn't share the poem. But I'm going to share this poem many, many years later. It says, "A smile can help reduce our pain and lighten our despair. But trust in God gives inner peace and joy beyond compare." And for some reason tonight, it came back to me. I think the Holy Spirit wanted me to just share that little gem that I learned very long ago. And I will go into prayer. Dear Lord, our Heavenly Father, we thank you. Truly, you are King of Kings and your Lord of Lords. Lord God, we bless your holy name. You are worthy to be praised. Lord God, you are Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end. Lord God, you are our shield. You are our rock, our strong tower. Lord God, you are the glory and the lifter up of our heads. We thank you, Lord God, for your love for us. We thank you, Lord God, that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. We thank you, Lord God, that you love the world, that you gave your only begotten Son. Lord God, we are so grateful. We come to you, Lord God. We enter into your gates with thanksgiving and into your courts with praise. We magnify you and we praise you. Lord God, we bless your holy name. Lord, I pray that you will search our hearts and our minds, forgive us of our sins, and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Lord God, create in us a clean heart and renew a steadfast spirit within us. Lord God, give us clean hands and a pure heart. Let us not lift up our souls to vanity or swear deceitfully. Lord God, you encourage us to come boldly to the throne of grace to receive mercy and grace to help. And Lord God, you also encourage us to cast our cares on you because you care for us. At this moment, Lord God, you have already reminded us that you are close to the brokenhearted and you save those who are crushed in spirit. So any of our listeners right now, Lord God, who are hurting, physically in pain because of their infirmity, because of their disease, because of their illness, or Lord God, who is hurting because of emotional distress or mental anguish, Lord God, you are our great physician and you are our Jehovah Rapha, our God who heals. Lord God, your word says that by your stripes we were healed. So Lord God, we stand in alignment with your word that we are already healed. And for those of our listeners, Lord God, who are just waiting for the manifestation of their healing, Lord God, you are a God who hears. You're a God who answers prayers. Lord God, I pray that you'll touch them from the sole of their feet to the crown of their heads, Lord God. I pray, Lord God, that you will move through every fiber of their being, return them to the state of wellness, even now, in the mighty name of Jesus. You're a God who hears and you're a God who heals. And we thank you, Lord God, that you are a promise-keeping God. We can stand on your word that we are healed. We can stand on your word that we were healed. Lord God, we want to fulfill the purpose that you have for us here on earth. Lord God, it's not easy to fulfill purpose when we are hurting, when we are in pain, when we are sick. Lord God, I pray in the mighty name of Jesus that you will remove every blockage, every hindrance, every mindset, Lord God, that is preventing us to walk into our divine healing even now in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord God, forgive us of our sins, iniquities of our forefathers. Lord God, we come against every altar that is speaking illness, disease, or sickness over our lives, Lord God. And we come against that even now in the mighty name of Jesus. We plead the blood of Jesus that covers us, Lord God. The blood of Jesus that is our righteousness. The blood of Jesus that speaks greater than that of Abel. Lord God, we plead your blood. And as we plead your blood, we lay claim to healing even now in the mighty name of Jesus. For the one on the call that is suffering from migraines, touch your forehead. Put your hand on your forehead even now. If you're a listener and you're going through migraines from time to time, your head hurts. Lord God, we pray in the mighty name of Jesus that you will heal this person from their migraine. Remove the pain, Lord God. Remove whatever stimulant is causing the brain to say hurt. We come against that stimulant even now in the mighty name of Jesus, and we claim healing for this person. Oh, Lord God, we're just so grateful that you love us so much and that we can call on you and you give us what we need. You are our source. You are our strong tower. The name of the Lord is a strong tower. The righteous run in and are safe. Lord God, by your stripes, Lord God, your stripes spoke for us, Lord God, and you claimed all of our iniquities, Lord. We release any iniquity that we hold on to now because you already took it for us, Lord God. We don't need to hold on to it. We do not need it. We release it even now in the mighty name of Jesus. We thank you, Lord God, that you have healed us. We thank you, Lord God, that you are cleansing our bodies even now. We're thankful, Lord God, that by your Holy Spirit, you are giving us revelation on things that we need to remove out of our spaces. Any unclean thing that is in our home, Lord God, I pray that you'll give us the revelation to destroy it even now. Lord God, anything that is tying us up with that spirit of infirmity, any door that was opened by the blood of Jesus and by the power of the name of Jesus, we close those doors even now in Jesus' name. We thank you, Lord God, for your wisdom. We thank you, Lord God, for your knowledge. We thank you, Lord God, that by your divine instructions, we can walk into our divine healing, even now, in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen.
Amen. Come on, saints. Let's all unmute and let's take a minute to say hallelujah. And let's just take out 1 minute to give him glory for such a power-packed prayer. Come on. If you're in the studio, feel free.
We thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah. We magnify you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Oh,
we exalt you. We magnify you. We praise you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
We glorify you, Lord. And we know you hear us, mighty God, that you answer us, oh God. Thank you, mighty God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah. Angels, Lord. Hallelujah. That was just anointed. And if that was you that was touched, I confirm the word of knowledge and there was a healing touch. Read up only a word of knowledge. Lady Carrie Ann ministered a word of wisdom as well, because there was a direction. There's a stimulant that is triggering the migraines. The Lord is going to heal you, but he's also going to reveal to you what that stimulant is so you can avoid it in the future. That is a true manifestation of the Spirit, of the word of wisdom, maybe the most underrated gift of the Spirit, and maybe the most necessary in the body of Christ at this time. And we are just blessed about this. So before we wrap up, I have to ask Lady Sophia Finnish Brown if she has a comment. She was having some audio issues. She was unable earlier to join in. We weren't exactly sure. Devil's a lie. But Lady Sophia, if you're able to, would you like to say, to comment on anything that Carrie-Anne shared? And if your own tied up with a bow for us, it's always great when you can share.
Thank you. Thank you, Arrow's family. Listen, the most beautiful thing that is happening tonight is that there is an introduction of the work of the Lord packaged in gifts that would not have been seen, you know? And so every woman here really represents an aspect of God that, you know, the devil thought that he would have been able to keep hidden and to keep obscure and to keep impotent. And the Lord has just been checking off one after the other his work in these last days. And he has really bound up the wounds of his people, and he has turned them around to be able to face the devil in the eye and say, I know you. Okay, I have been there, and I am taking with me those who are still enslaved. And it's a turning around, and it's a going back into the devil's camp, and it is a setting free mandate that the Lord is doing. So I am just so grateful that Princess Anatha is here. There are so many people who have parents and who don't have parents who are suffering under the bondage of the spirit of the orphan. And so there needs to be just this big wave of knowing that they are adopted, knowing that they have been chosen, and knowing that they will never, ever be cast aside. Eh? Hey, the adoption cannot be revoked. And so we're just grateful. Love Carrie-Anne, Princess Anatha, to the moon and back. And we're just happy that she's finally here joining the Arrows family.
Amen. Woo! Amen, Raquel. Raquel, with that, we love when Lady Sophia just prophesies and comes from your own comments, Raquel, as what a powerful, powerful program. And as Lady Sophia said, this really was an introduction to a gift and a treasure in the body of Christ. And this is something I always tell people. If maybe where you are, your local fellowship, where you are, you have not received the ministry you need, but there is a ministry in the body. It may not be where you are, but there is a ministry in the body. The Lord promises that he's going to provide by his spirit every need. Every joint is going to supply, every part, every bone is going to find a place. And we are so glad, Raquel, that we in our own small way can help to introduce the body of Christ to great gifts. Like our own Carrie and Princess Anna. Right, Raquel, any comments as we're wrapping up? What a powerful show.
You know, thank you, Uncle Noel. You know, when God has a plan for your life, you know, many times you go through some stuff, quote unquote, some stuff, and you never ever understand, as Lady Carrie-Anne had said earlier, you never understand when you're going through it. But when you have gone through and you look and see what God has brought you through, and then you're able to equip and tool other persons for them to go through, it is just amazing. God's plan, God's big picture, and we falling inside of that big picture in purpose and with purpose. It's amazing. Tonight just proves to us that when we are going through, when we have an anchor in Christ, when we are going through, we know that there is purpose. And I absolutely love our guest. I love her friends that she brought with her, Lady Sophia, and everyone in the studio, because it shows me that when persons are saying that women have no voice, a lie them a tell. Praise the Lord. So I want to thank you again for just joining us this evening. It's an amazing evening, and I know that persons listening would have left with something, because a lot of nuggets, a lot was just thrown out there and was just given. And I know persons have been enriched because of this discussion. Thank you, thank you, thank you, my sister. Thank you, friends, for this wonderful evening. Over to you, Uncle Noel.
And we just want to bless all of you. And as always, we release this as a podcast when we are blessed. We don't release every program as a podcast. Somebody asked me, we always, I said, not necessarily. Again, no disrespect. Previous shows, but when there's such a rich anointing, we freely provide it as a podcast, and we ask to share it. You are free to share it. The only thing we ask is that you give credit to RS Internet Radio, and of course to all guests, Gary and Princess. And we want you to identify so that persons know where to find the help they need. On behalf of Julia Campbell, who is executive producer of the RS Night Watch program, who and myself, Noel Campbell, brother Noel Campbell, and of course, the hostess with the Moses, that we could not do this program without her. We want to thank you for coming on RS Night Watch. Join us tomorrow morning for RS Alive, 10 a.m. to 12. You are welcome to come. And Lady Caria, meow, just remember, when you hear the scratching at your door, we warned you. We'll see you tomorrow. Be blessed. And as always, this is the Lord's doing, and it is marvelous in our eyes. Have a great night.
Strong tower, my help, defend, you're still a strong tower, still a strong